This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
12:31 here on the station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. Today I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Braj.
Topic of discussion today, there was a bit of an outage yesterday. Facebook's image outage revealed how its AI tags photos. We asked the question, what do you think Facebook would tag your photos with? Asking for feedback, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Jeff, what have you got over there?
So on WhatsApp, Vasudevan says, do you think it's okay for Facebook to identify people who are facing relationship issues and then target ads to try and make them feel better? Is it ethical for Facebook to do so? It's sort of like invasion of privacy. Well, possibly, but you know, if you
they are moving into dating.
Clearly see that maybe there are too many single people on Facebook, and then, you know, hey, why don't we have all this data and we kind of know what people like, you know? So person A likes to, you know, go out and have, you know, say desserts and stuff, and then person B also likes to do the same thing and they live in the same area. So hey, maybe what's the best way that we can get these two together and stuff? So that's where Facebook dating came into place.
Thing, right? It was the X.
But they also, you know, so on the positive side of being able to do this is sometimes when, you know, people who go through depression and they have a tendency of suicidal thoughts and so on. And, you know, there is a way that, you know, Facebook could also use this to help, right? And, you know, and you see there are too many posts that seems on a negative slide that, you know, it really does feel like, you know, maybe this person needs more, you know, help, more comfort. Or maybe, you know, use those kind of posts that this person has been posting and put it up onto the news feed of the person that, you know, it's, you know, it's close friends with this person A who's going through tough times, right? So when your close friends of person A opens up the newsfeed, they see it immediately and, you know, and at least kind of like prompts you to like, maybe you should respond to this kind of images. So, you know, that's like the plus side of what Facebook could do with all this data. But also, of course, you know, they're a business. Like William Yap said, they're a business. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, they have to find ways to make money as well. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on there. Thanks for the question, though. Interesting question.
Very cool.
018-789-8899 if you'd like to send in more messages via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Topic, Facebook's image outage revealed how its AI tags photos. What do you think Facebook would tag your photos with? It seemed very basic, but we know it's not. There's a lot more going off behind. Let us know what you think. Moving on to story number two, though. It's a big one, this. A trademarks bill for 2019 has passed.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Like, I don't really watch all the parliament debates and, you know, some of the things that they discuss. And I kind of like follow up with the news the next day to sort of see what actually happens. Because, you know, these kind of debates and sort of like, you know, putting up proposals for new acts, amendments of bills and acts and all, they can go on for very long. And, you know, we don't have much time. But sometimes it becomes a bit like redundant and, you know, it goes like, oh, is this really necessary? But yesterday, at least, there was some really good news, especially if you're running a business, because the Dewan Rakyat yesterday passed a new trademarks bill 2019 with some amendments that would allow individuals or companies to register trademarks such as smell, sound, shape and colour. But more importantly, this is now one step closer that would enable Malaysia to fulfil its obligations in the Madrid Protocol system and also be entitled to receive some of its comitant benefits. Now, a lot of these things are like, people ask is like, what exactly is this trademark bill here? Why did they have to sort of like remove the previous one and embed a new one? So I got on the phone with Geeta Kandia earlier before the show. She's the director of trademarks and designs division at CAS International. And of course, the first question I had to ask her is like, what exactly is this trademarks bill 2019 all about?
All right. So the new bill is actually replacing the old act. The old act was based on UK Trademark Act and is archaic in the sense that it needs to have a lot of amendments. So instead of amending the act, they just removed it and replaced it with a new act. And the reason for this is to harmonize our Trademarks Act with a lot of acts around the world, with the changes in law in many countries. and with change in business as well.
And that's the one thing, the change of businesses as well. We've seen businesses now move to, like, you know, the digital sphere, but our Trademark Act, as, you know, Geeta was mentioning, it's based on the UK's Trademark Act.
And hello.
And they've actually abolished that act because it's just so archaic.
Outdated.
And so, you know, and we're still actually following that act even until in 2019. So I kind of ask, like, so what exactly were the changes in businesses that happened today that require these changes?
So the world's global now. So it's borderless. A lot of businesses venture abroad. Trademark laws are territorial. Registration, if you need to protect your business or your service, the brand in Malaysia, then you kind of need to protect it in that country. And if you're venturing to Indonesia or another country, you then have to protect it in another country. For brands that are growing fast and going to many countries, it becomes quite onerous on them to constantly have to look at protection in each individual country. So one of the major changes is that we, with the change in the Act, the new Act, we now accede to something called the Madrid Protocol System. And what Madrid Protocol System is, it's essentially an international registration system that allows the owner of the brand to register their brands in many countries through a single administration, single process, and in one language. It's all filed through the Malaysian IP office, but the Malaysian IP office will send the documents to Geneva, where the World Intellectual Property Office is based. And that office will then disseminate the documents to all the countries that brand owner wishes to gain protection. So most countries had already acceded to the Madrid Protocol system. In fact, there's 104 countries, and a lot of ASEAN countries had also acceded to it, except Malaysia. So Malaysia is quite behind in that. So that was one of the major change. And for businesses, this is great news. For local businesses, excellent, because now when they go abroad, it's a faster way to get protection, and it's a cheaper way to get protection.
And that's like one of the big changes with this new bill. But, you know, like I mentioned at the start of the show, there's also a new amendment on what could be a trademark as well. And here's what she had to say.
Yeah, you're right. So trademarks traditionally started with logos and signs. And you and me buy products based in the supermarket. You look at the brand, the word mark or image. So the world has evolved and business has evolved. People now recognize other things and then think of the source of origin. So an example would be, you look at the shape of a contour of a nice fizzy bottle, a bottle for a fizzy drink, and you think of Coca-Cola. So the law has now to catch up with what else people are recognizing as trademarks. So one is shape, one is color. You think of the color purple, and you think of a certain company that produces chocolate. So the fact that you look at purple and you think of that company, that means the color is becoming a trademark. Then sound as well. An example would be if you think of a production company that has a roar of a lion, you think of MGM. So all of this now has to go back to law. Is how do you protect something that people then recognize as a trademark? So many countries around the world, in UK, US, Australia, have all changed their law to take into consideration of these new type of trademarks so that the owners can actually protect it. And when you protect it, it means that you want to be able to stop a competitor using that same color, that same shape, that same sound. So these are called non-traditional trademarks, and these are now allowed with a new law to be protected in Malaysia as trademarks.
You know, I like the fact that sound is now included in trademarks because, you know, we're all movie buffs here, and, you know, when you go into the cinema and you hear THX or the Dolby surround, and, you know, the example that she gave is, you know, when you hear a lion roar, you think of MGM, right? So it's, you know, so that's like a trademark item. So, you know, now you can actually trademark sound. So imagine if, you know, we all know that one sound during the Hari Raya period that is so iconic. And, you know, we've heard, you know, many different brands trying to follow the same kind of way because there is no trademark in that aspect, right? So now at least sound is trademarked. But, you know, it goes down to, again, how many Malaysian businesses are actually, you know, taking steps to protect themselves. So I asked her, you know, are we doing enough? Malaysian businesses, are we doing enough to protect their intellectual property?
Awareness has definitely increased. A lot of businesses are aware how essential it is to protect your brands. I think this changes actually gives them more rights, gives them an avenue to protect more rights. So it widens the scope of what can be protected. It widens their ability to protect overseas at a cheaper way and a faster way. Also, another major change is that trademark infringement. So infringement is when you sue someone when they're using your trademark. Previously, infringement was only able to be done if they're using the mark, your mark, on identical goods and identical services. With the new law, it widens their protection because now they can also take an action if someone's using the same mark on related goods. So complementary goods and related services. So that also gives them a wider scope. So the new act actually helps brand owners immensely. Awareness has been increasing over the years. A lot of businesses in Malaysia are aware to a certain extent. I guess it really depends again. Medium to large businesses are very much aware. Small medium companies then again have this whole issue of, do I invest in my brand protection now or should I wait for my company to grow first? And of course, because of the cost related to brand protection, it's always you should do this first before your brand grows, because as your brand grows and you get more reputation, it's a known fact that people like to copy what is selling well out there. So, but for them, it's always a struggle. Should I invest in it now or should I do it later? But yeah, it's a good news in terms of the ad coming into play now.
It is good news, and I'm sure a lot of people will be asking this one question, because I wrapped it up with her. Is cost actually a deterrence for brands to protect themselves?
No, it's very cheap. It's around 2,000 ringgit to 2,500 ringgit, and they have protection for 10 years. So it's extremely cheap. I think a lot of people also are misconceived of cost behind a trademark protection.
There you go. 2,000 to 2,500 ringgit for 10 years of protection.
Makes sense.
Why aren't people doing enough?
Go out and protect yourself with your little trademark sound. Have you got a trademark sound, Jeff?
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. We'll have to work on one, won't we?
Yeah.
Time for a break. We've got some music coming up next from David Bowie with Changes. When we come back, our final story of the day. And it's all about sound, funnily enough. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Oh, don't forget, if you want to take part in the discussion, we are talking about Facebook's image outage revealed how its AI tags photos. What do you think Facebook would have tagged your photos with? Let us know. Time for a break. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.